This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working out there on the Third Watch tonight, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, our 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and, of course, our bulk mail center drivers, Felix and the gang, going from the bulk mail center to the post offices and making sure that the mail is delivered so they can put it in your mailbox today. And, of course, our suicide jockeys that haul the gas and haul the diesel, making sure that you've got some go juice to get to where you need to go today. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch page. You can also find us on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter. We're also on Truth Social, all with the same handle, at Captain's America. We're on Twitter, as at Captain's America. And we have our website, the Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com, simply the Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out, see what we have to offer, and you might be very pleasantly surprised in the process. All right. Well, we're going to say the Pledge of Allegiance, and then we're going to get going here. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And, of course, we always emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, it's a big day for the folks in California and for the recall effort to get rid of the San Francisco DA, who was ousted in a rebuke of his woke agenda, which was creating a huge problem for the citizenry there with people that were going out that he was releasing on no bond or no bail or reducing charges to where they were misdemeanors and they should have been felonies, and just all sorts of things that had the people in general really upset. Now, this is a significant thing. Reason being is we're talking about a big, deep, dark blue city called San Francisco, and their big-time woke modern-day district attorney gets voted out of office. That's a big deal. And it took Democrats. It took some Democrats to vote for him to get him out, too, by the way. This wasn't just a Republican thing, because there wouldn't have been enough Republicans to vote him out. So this shows me that the times, they are a-changing. And it should show you the same thing, if you're paying attention. Now, to anybody that's going to tell you anything any different, they have no idea what they're talking about. Because even the Democrats are mad at what's going on in Washington, D.C. The average Joe or Jane getting socked with the extra money. More money for gas, more money for food, more money for clothes, more money for everything. Everything. And most people didn't get the kind of pay raise that absorbs that, that helps them to pay for this stuff. So they're having to dig deeper and deeper into their money, leaving them less and less to spend. And this is not pretty. And all I can tell you is that I do believe that this red wave we keep hearing about is coming. It's coming. All the little pieces of the puzzle are out there. Like I say, San Francisco, a deep, dark blue city, and they vote to recall to get rid of the district attorney because of what he's been doing, or lack of the job that he's been doing. How's that? This is major. This is major stuff going on out there, and big time trouble for the Democrats. Now, we've got plenty of things that happened last night in terms of the races around the country, but Iowa was an interesting place to be. Senator Chuck Grassley, 88 years young, got out there and won again. He won again. He's very popular in Iowa. And he wants to come back and do this one last term. He will be the president pro tem in the Senate if he gets elected again. And I do believe he will. I believe he will get elected. He'll be the president pro tem. And he'll have a lot of fun for his next term. Hopefully he'll last all 6 years. Hopefully. And, of course, some other open secrets that were reported. You had the state races up there, governor and whatnot. A lot of things going on. And we'll talk about that when we come back. The money that's out there that's been dumped into some of these races. You won't believe it. You won't believe it. You might when I tell you, but other than that. All righty. Hold the line, folks. We'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch rolls along on a Wednesday morning. I shall return.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Buddy, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, speaking of the hat trick, boy, what a game, what a game, what a game last night. The Tampa Bay Lightning were in a situation where, if they don't want to call it, I will, a must-win situation, and they won 4-1 going away at Amalie Arena, 4-1. What a thing to see. And joining us to talk about that and a lot more is the Sports Zone quarterback, Patrick Hyland. Mr. Patrick Hyland, sir!
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. Good morning, America. And yes, the Lightning come through 4-1. That was a very pivotal game.
Uh-huh. Yep, they're still on the porch celebrating over there. Okay, go ahead.
Well, you know, now it's best 2 out of 3, Matt, and that's what it all comes down to.
Yep.
Can they win 2 out of 3? The Rangers won what? Did what they were supposed to do at home, and the Lightning did what they were supposed to do at home. I mean, nothing surprising there. This happens a lot in 7 games.
So now do they go 1-1-1, or do they go 2?
Correct. Correct.
1-1-1.
Yep. They will play there tomorrow night in New York. You know, good old Rangers. Midtown New York, baby. See what happens. And if they can pull that one off and come back here, that'd sure be sweet. But, hey, if they lose, come back here and win, then they'll go back to New York for Game 7. And I can see that happening. You have two evenly matched teams right now, and they're hot, both of them, when they get on their, you know, best games. So I really like Patrick Maroon made a nice goal to start the scoring and really ignited the Lightning.
Yep.
And Vasilevskiy again, you know, 34 saves. The guy's playing great.
Yep.
If you give him some defensive help, you know, he's really unstoppable. And what a great night for him too.
I'll tell you something that I've noticed. Now tell me I'm nuts, but I've seen more people crashing into the net here lately.
Yeah, a little bit. Well, during the playoffs, you know, everybody's going all out and trying to find a way to, you know, get that puck in the net. So, no, you're 100% right. And it's been an amazing series. You know, the Rangers beat them 6-2 to start the series. And that's because I think that week layoff. And then they beat them 3-2. Lightning should have won that game, but it didn't work out. But then, you know, people would say the Rangers should have won game 3. And then last night, Lightning were just that much better. I think they're back in their groove now. We'll see what happens. The Avalanche are going to, you know, the Stanley Cup captain, they swept their series. So they're going to be like the Lightning now, maybe a little rusty when we have to play them. So we'll see. Or the Rangers. I don't want to, you know, speak that way.
Mm-hmm.
We're pulling for the Lightning, obviously, for a lot of reasons. But I respect the Rangers, and I like the Rangers, too. So good luck to them. Some news in baseball, Captain, I'm not real happy about. We both know the man, Joe Madden, great manager for the Tampa Bay Rays. Then, you know, he almost won a World Series for the Rays. It just didn't work out. Then he goes up to Chicago, and he snaps their 108-year, you know, World Series drought.
Yep.
And win the World Series up there. And then I thought for sure he'd kind of stay there and retire, Captain. He had a great gig, but he always wanted to, you know, be the head man with the L.A. Angels.
Yep.
And he was for a while, and it just didn't work out. But I know you've had, you know, you've talked to him before, and he's just a great guy.
Sure have. Had him on my show a number of times.
Yeah. What a nice man. Well, you know, we'll see if he's going to retire or if he's going to, you know, maybe take one more shot somewhere. I don't think so.
Or if he goes on television, be a commentator.
Yeah, I could see him doing that. Be a consultant like Don Zimmer. God rest his soul.
Mm-hmm.
You know, old Zim, what a neat guy, man. He really, was
great. I used to really like going into the dugout and sitting on the bench, and he would come over and sit down next to me, and we would talk about baseball. And he knew that my dad had played in the Army All-Star League, so we talked about that. And, of course, Zimmer played against the Army All-Star teams with the Dodgers.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he did. And really just a neat guy, too. You know, it's a good idea to talk to people that have been on this earth for a little while. You can learn a lot from them. And that's from Andy Rooney. You know, it's always a good idea maybe to pull up a chair and talk with a gentleman who's been on the earth for a while. And he would fit under that category. Switch gears a little bit to golf, Captain. Tiger Woods is withdrawing from the U.S. Open. But he's still planning on going over to St. Andrews to play in the British Open, or they call it the Open now, so whatever. And I wish him well. I mean, he's had a heck of a comeback after what he's been through, so good luck to him. Johnson is going to leave the PGA Tour. He's going to play on the LIV, Golf Invitational Series. You know, we talked about that a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, if they're going to, you know, pay you to be on another tour, or you want to play on another tour, you have that right. God bless America.
Mm-hmm.
PGA Tour trying to be a, you know, monopoly of sorts and dictate to these guys. I mean, hey, you know, it's a great venue, a great league, but there's other opportunities out there for people, and they have the right to take them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you and I both agree upon that. And getting back to baseball, it looks like you're going to settle that minor league dispute, Captain, of, you know, having these guys out there 50, 60 hours a week practicing and playing games. And I'm glad to see that. You know, I'd like anybody being taken advantage of and overworked and underpaid. We're better than that as a country. And I really am happy that they agree to that. It's like a $200 million settlement. So there's a lot of people, you know, looking things over. So, you know, I don't know what's going to happen. Let's switch to NFL, Captain, with Deshaun Watson. You know, he have like...
You're talking about the quarterback?
Yeah, the quarterback for the Browns.
I don't know. I think he's in big legal trouble.
Yeah, I do too. Something doesn't jive here. I hope the Browns didn't blow it here, but we'll see. For our good old buddy Joe Weaver. He loves his Browns, and I hope they do well for him, but this is not looking good, especially, you know, with the way Baker Mayfield's feeling, you know? Mm-hmm. Who's going to play QB for him if he, like you just said, is in these legal problems? So
Baker Mayfield, what's his status now?
He's still on the team, but he's not. He doesn't want to play there. He doesn't appreciate that they brought Watson in. But when he went on social media and it got crazy, no NFL teams wanted to touch him. You know, you have to be smart. It's only 32 teams. It's not like a bunch of corporations out there where you can get a job. So hopefully, you know, he'll work out. I think the kid still has ability and talent to where he could make something. So we'll see. You know, the Broncos, Captain, they're going to sell the team to the Walton family of Walmart.
Yeah, Walmart.
Yeah, so that's going to be interesting. And, you know, funny backstory to that, Captain. John Elway, you know, at one time had an opportunity to have a with the Broncos, but he declined on it. And now, you know, this is going to hurt him because to sell the team, it would have netted him hundreds of millions of dollars. But, hey, he just didn't feel good about it. So, hey, that's fine. We all make our decisions and choices. So I understand that completely. But I hope the Broncos come back to life. It's a cool franchise. It's always neat watching them play the Raiders and the Chargers. Always exciting games out there in the NFC West.
Okay, you've got 30 seconds to tell us about yourself.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. My name is Patrick Hyland. Captain will let you know I help out people with insurance every day. My phone number is 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052. Patrick Hyland, if I can help you out in any insurance needs, feel free to call me. God bless you, Captain. God bless America. Talk to you Friday.
All right. Have a great day, my friend. Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback, the Sports Zone quarterback. And by the way, his show is heard Sundays on my flagship station from 11 a.m. to 12 noon. He's got a podcast that you'll see over there. By the way, they've got a Facebook page, too. And he's got a podcast that you'll see over there. Didn't get put up until Monday this week because we didn't have something to do it with. But it's up there now. So there you go. All right, folks. I'll be back. Don't go nowhere. More coming your way on a Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Soft on crime, San Francisco District Attorney Chesa Boudin will not finish his first term as the city's top prosecutor. Boudin speaks to staffers after Tuesday's successful recall.
We have two systems of justice. Right? We have one for the wealthy and the well-connected and a different one for everybody else.
Also in California, Democrat Representative Karen Bass and billionaire developer Rick Caruso are headed to a November runoff to become Los Angeles' next mayor.
A former member of the Republican Party, Caruso changed his affiliation to the Democrat Party when he became a candidate in this election. Actor Matthew McConaughey on Tuesday recounted emotional stories from the victims of the Uvalde, Texas school shooting and advocated for gun control measures at the White House press briefing Tuesday. McConaughey is from Uvalde, Texas. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
One, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. Appreciate you very much doing that for us. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by Moss Family Automotive's Moss Nissan Group. Now, it's amazing to me how they continue to get customers at Moss Nissan from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, up into Maine, up into New England, upstate New York, Ohio, over into Michigan and Wisconsin and Minnesota, and as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. And you heard me right on the Phoenix, Arizona. Now, the reason I think is because Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to pricing customer service. Now, it all starts with Moss Care that gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. Now, you can't beat the selection either at Moss. Over 500 vehicles, new and pre-owned, right now, right there at the dealerships. Clean trade-ins? Oh, my goodness. You talk about commanding a great resale price and getting a lot of money for your trade-in right now? This is the time to do it. Now, don't forget, Moss Nissan's the exclusive home, too, of the You Serve, You Save program, where active-duty military, veterans, and first responders, as well as church pastors, all get great deals on the vehicles they want to buy. Now, Nissan locations are in Crystal River, the flagship location at Newport Richey at U.S. 19 and State Route 54, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Now, don't forget, there's a brand new dealership going to be opening in early July. It'll be the Moss Nissan dealership in Brooksville, which will be on State Route 50, just east on the south side of the road of the Veterans Expressway. That'll be the newest store. I can't wait to get up there and
Say howdy, howdy to all my friends up in Brooksville. I will be spending some time there. Now, you can check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget, the motto is whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. And they are certainly trying to be the best in the nation. And if you haven't driven it yet, try a test drive in the all-new Nissan Rogue, the hottest SUV on the planet right now. It's a little bigger than what it was in terms of length, in terms of width. Put a little bit more stuff in it. It's got plenty of pep to get up and go. A friend of mine just bought one here at the radio station. And I'm telling you, beautiful, beautiful car. Tremendous performance, and you're going to like it. Great little SUV. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Check it out. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll open some doors for you, too. Now, not to be forgotten about, but there's supposed to be, and this is coming from the Epoch Times, who has reported this. They have intercepted some sort of communications about a protest organizing group planning on shutting down D.C. to block access to the Supreme Court in Washington on June the 13th. Now, in online meeting footage obtained by the Epoch Times, the group announced that it planned to seal off all three of the vehicle entrances to the court so justices wouldn't be able to get in and announce a decision that might overturn Roe v. Wade. The only problem is they might be doing that today because they're going to be releasing some decisions today. Now, the goal from this group is to create a decision dilemma presenting the court and Congress and law enforcement and the political leaders that oversee them with three unacceptable, to them anyway, options. And a video slide has been made by the activists, and it's available by going over to the Epoch Times and checking out the story that's there. By the way, the White House press secretary, she is in over her head. She is in over her head. She crashed and burned again yesterday when confronted over Biden's latest use of the Defense Production Act. What's the real emergency? What is the emergency? She can't answer that question. What is the emergency that caused President Biden to activate the Defense Protection or Production Act? Again, she could not answer it. We'll just have to wait and see. And I'm not sure where that's going to go either. Now, before you all run out and buy an electric car, I want you to listen to something. A Wall Street Journal reporter by the name of Rachel Wolf recently ventured on a test drive from New Orleans, Louisiana to Chicago, Illinois, in a brand new Kia EV6 to test America's current electric vehicle capabilities and the public charging infrastructure. Well, by the end of her exhausting trip, she said the fumes of gasoline, though particularly expensive at this moment, never smelled so sweet, as she spent more time, her words, not mine, spent more time charging her car than she did sleeping. And all she did was go from New Orleans, Louisiana, to Chicago, Illinois. Now, the problem is a bunch of these charging stations are not available to the public yet. And I'll mention San Francisco again, because I mentioned this early this week. In San Francisco, 27% of the charging stations don't even work. They don't even work. So how's that going to work out for you? How is that going to work out for you? It's not. It's not. And again, as we sit back and we reflect on some of the things that are out there, it's just amazing that some people can even tie their shoes, let alone do anything else. Well, got to talk for a second about the Rhode Island Congressman Cicilline. He got caught red-handed lying again, and it was a pretty thing to see. He made a comment in his committee hearing about guns and the gun laws and all that. He says, I don't think there's a single incident of someone using an assault weapon being stopped by someone with a gun. Well, just so happens he picked on the wrong person. Congressman Massey from Kentucky spoke up and named 11. 11 instances where someone with a gun stopped someone with a gun. How about that? Pretty good, huh? Pretty good. So there you go. And now you know the rest of the story. But this guy from Rhode Island, this Cicilline, he's a dope and he's a liar. And all you got to do to see if he's lying is watch his lips move. But he got caught and he got put right in his place because he couldn't deny it because the proof was right there in hand. The proof was right there in hand. So there you go. All right, well, coming up the break, and after the break, we have the consumer quarterback himself, Brandon Rimes, who will be coming on. We're going to ask him about the real estate market, which apparently is just dropped like a hot potato in most parts of the country. And a lot of people are being told, save your money, but this isn't the time to buy anything. And by the way, some properties now may, in fact, be dropping. I heard that yesterday. Don't know how true that is. I'll ask Brandon about it when we come back. Okay, this is the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce. Wednesday morning is upon us, and we'll be right back with more.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All right, thanks very much, Jeff and Sarah Solota. We appreciate you doing that for us. And this portion of the program brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor down there in Sarasota, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. Remember, all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now, when it comes to parts, if you're up there in the North Country or out west and you need something, check out Dominic's Blinds and Decor. They will ship parts to you wherever you're at. All you got to do is tell them what you need to have, and they'll let you know what that'll amount to. Now, you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And don't forget, you can call her, too, at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. The number again, 941-922-2345. And don't forget, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Phone number, 941-922-2345. All right. And joining us right now, we have the real estate quarterback, the consumer quarterback, the quarterback, Brandon Rhymes. Yeah. Hello, Brandon.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Yeah, it's a great day to be alive.
Great day to be anywhere.
Yes, sir.
Now, I got to ask you a question, and I'm not going to try to put you on the spot because I realize that, you know, you don't want to necessarily say anything bad about your industry. But, of course, this is a national show. So yep. We get around the countryside, and a lot of people tell me when we talk about, real estate and we talk about the price of homes and this, that, and the other, that they're either highly inflated in some areas or they're deflated to the point to where they're doing quite well. Now, it's my understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's my understanding that the four top states right now for homes, buying and selling and building, are Arizona, Florida, Texas, and Tennessee.
Yep, right on. Yeah, absolutely. Yep, people are moving to red states. They're moving to states that are lower in taxes. They're looking for affordability. They're looking for freedom. And definitely, and Florida's tops on the list. Tampa Bay is one of the hottest in the country. So, yes, we are seeing somewhat of a slowdown across the country and a little bit of softening of the market. Home builders, national home builders, for example, like D.R. Horton, they are offering incentives to buyers in the form of tax price cuts. They're offering incentives to use their own in-house preferred lenders. And they are now, once again, engaging realtors and offering, you know, commissions to realtors, offering, you know, incentives to sell their inventory. So, yeah, we're seeing that a little bit of a softening in the market. The absorption rate has gone down month over month, meaning it was in the 90% in Hillsborough, Pinellas, Pasco, and it's in the 80% range now. So still a hot market, not quite as hot as it was just about 60 days ago.
Now, it's my understanding, and I could be wrong on how I'm going to say this, but I'm going to try to say it from memory. Veteran housing, veteran affordable housing, and I'm not talking about buying housing. I'm talking about apartments and things like that for the people that move in and they want to live off base here at MacDill or wherever in a local area, including the Coast Guard, I might add. They want to live off base. It's getting harder and harder for the veterans and the military folks to find a place to live.
Yeah, that's everybody. I mean, it's tough. It's a very tough rental market. It's unfortunate. It's very, very difficult. And it's for, you know, all types of, you know, folks looking for rentals. The middle income is getting hit hard. The middle to lower income people, the blue collar folks are getting hit hard. The paramedics, the EMTs, the, you know, nurses, doctors, in certain areas, it's very difficult right now to find that affordable housing, mm-hmm. and it's a challenge that we've been facing. In Miami-Dade, they're calling it a crisis, and they're trying to put in mm-hmm. rent controls and things of that nature. So yeah, it's a very difficult situation.
Now,
and a lot of it, I think, is attributed to the hedge funds. A lot of these mm-hmm. trillion-dollar buyers like BlackRock, Blackstone, mm-hmm. that are getting preferential handout treatment from the Federal Reserve and all their cronies in Washington D.C. based on ESG, the ESG scores, which is a communist-style social credit system.
Now, our friend who's also a veteran, Eric, in East Tennessee, he used to live here in Seminole, is saying that it's getting very expensive in Central and, it's getting very expensive in East Tennessee, rivaling that of Central and South Florida. Rents are through the roof, et cetera, et cetera. He's saying, however, there are massive low-income apartments being built right now in that part of Tennessee. And that's the answer. They have to build stuff like that around here or around wherever if they want to get the rents down, right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, that's the idea, is to build more inventory, bring in more inventory, and that's going to be, hopefully something that the municipalities and maybe even the state governments can start doing. But if you leave it up to regular, you know, developers, they're going to build the higher end stuff that's going to pay them more money. So you got to try to figure out what's going to incentivize them to build that lower income housing.
Yeah. He just said that people are attempting to sell homes for $85,000 that should be condemned, and there are no buyers because of the overinflation of the housing market. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, there's pockets throughout the country, you know, like whenever a mill shuts down or some type of a big business shuts down, you know, you'll see investment come in and people will buy up stuff. And, you know, there's a lot of that going on throughout the country, especially with the monopolization of industries. And you notice that with Capella's buying Bass Pro Shops. I mean, that was a big example when they did that hedge fund billionaire got more rich, got rich and rich. But there's something like 2,000 jobs that got killed. You know, so that you see that trend happening across the country when, you know, that investment type happened.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But also, one thing to mention too, Captain, is with Keller Williams Realty, who's my national company I work with, mm-hmm. Keller Williams Realty, we have an opportunity. I always like to bring up possible opportunities where people can make some money, but we have a program where people can earn their real estate license from home. It's called K-Score, which is Keller Williams Real Estate School. It's an online class, and it's free. So it's a free online class. People can take their licensing, the class portion online, get their real estate license. You'd, of course, have to go get, you know, final exam and get your fingerprints done to get legal. And then once you do that, you can either become a realtor yourself, or you could simply refer and become a referral agent, and you could refer business to a real estate agent that you know and trust.
Yeah.
I know
somebody that's doing that. Okay, we got 30 seconds. Go ahead and tell us how to get a hold of you.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate it, and I'm here to help. I'm Brandon Rimes. I host the Consumer Quarterback Show here in Tampa Bay, 4 o'clock drive time on 860 The Answer, 813-917-1894. And my wife and I own our own real estate team at 813-917-1894. And the website, consumerqb.com, consumerqb, right, like quarterback.com.
All right, thanks, Brandon. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Okay, Brandon Rimes, a consumer quarterback. Okay, folks, get ready. Here he comes.
Get ready. Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, okay? I'm the Vincent T. Lombardi of pro football. That means I could walk into any NFL team, like the Jacksonville Jaguars, where Doug Peterson is the head coach. I could move him as Shaq Khan as the owner, and another idiot. I could bring Tim Tebow in, who's going in the College Football Hall of Fame as the greatest college football player in football history behind Herschel Walker, and take a one-year contract with the Jacksonville Jaguars or the Detroit Lions and run the spread offense like Lamar Jackson runs, where Tebow runs that at University of Florida, and win the Super Bowl with a one-year contract. Okay, so let me tell JR and Dan Patrick and Jim Rome and all the rest of you that Colin Cowherd, Tim Tebow is 10 times better than the quarterback at the Detroit Lions. And let me tell the Denver Broncos, if I was the head coach over there, I could beat the Steelers. I would have beat the Patriots and won the Super Bowl, you dumbasses. Wake up, okay? Tebow's 10 times better than the quarterbacks out there. Get to work. Peace.
All righty, Todd in Tampa. Short and sweet. All right, you folks. I'll be back tonight. Tonight. 2 a.m. all across the country. Thanks for tuning in today. The Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. If you want to get a hold of me, send me an email over there. I'll see y'all later. God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.